Good day. Greetings on this November challenge day 7. Today is November 7th, and around the world, it is considered the International Day to pray for those who are being persecuted for their faith. So we are going to lift them up today, and we're going to start with a passage where Jesus wrote to the letter of Smyrna and said, "I know about your suffering and your poverty, but you are rich. I know the blasphemy of those opposing you. They say they are Jews, but they are not, because their synagogue belongs to Satan. Don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. The devil will throw some of you into prison to test you. You will suffer for 10 days, but if you remain faithful, even when facing death, I will give you the crown of life." Open Doors Ministry and Voice of Martyrs both said that when you ask Christians who are persecuted in varying places around the world, they say, when you ask, how can we pray for you? Surprisingly, they say, don't pray persecution ends. Pray that we can endure through it, that we can make it through there. And they ask to be bold in their witness. So let me give you some statistics about the persecuted right now. These are based on last year's results. You ready for this? 340 million Christians are living in places where they experience high levels of persecution and discrimination. 4,761 Christians were killed for their faith last year. 4,488 churches and other Christian buildings were attacked. 4,277 believers were detained without trial, arrested, sentenced, or imprisoned. 1 in 8 people, Christians worldwide, experience high levels of persecution. 2.7 times the amount, the number of Christians that were killed has risen in sub-Saharan Africa year over year. So it's increasing. And for 20 consecutive years, North Korea has ranked number one as the world's most dangerous place for Christians. So let's pray. And some of these prayer points are from Open Doors, some are from Voice of Martyrs, and some from another place where they asked us to pray for persecuted Christians. So we pray, God, that they're not asking for the persecution to stop, but we pray that they will be faithful to endure it and share their faith. We pray for their protection to those who are actively experiencing the persecution, that they would have the strength to endure, for freedom to actually gather together and worship and be able to hear the word and share it with one another, for resources to live and to share with others in need, for increased availability of the Bible in various formats to give away, including the apps like YouVersion and other Bible apps like Bible Gateway, for those that are imprisoned for their faith. Oh, that you, God, would give them strength, songs of deliverance, scriptures that come to their mind, that they be able to withstand the isolation, for boldness when they preach, for forgiveness to their captors and persecutors. You have said, and through many people, this often has been the most powerful tool and testimony of all, and often brings those causing harm to their knees and giving their lives to you. We pray for their family members who are separated from them from each other, that you would comfort them and strengthen them and bless them with the needs that they have. We pray that more and more people will give them prayer support from other Christians, whatever their circumstances, that you will give these persecuted Christians the right words to say when they're faced with their persecutors, that you would give them understanding and they would find peace in the sufficiency of your grace, even when they are weak, that when they are facing hardship, that they will be able to draw from a source of power larger than themselves, that God, you would present yourself to them in their hardship, protecting them according to your will, and that their witness would inspire those who seek to harm them. We are reminded of some verses to remember those who are in prison as though we are in prison with them, and those who are mistreated since we are in the body. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. And we pray, God, and now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants, to these persecuted ones, to continue to speak your word with all boldness. In Jesus' name. We pray today that you check out the page, the blog on this, and there are some clips there, some video clips that will inspire you to pray some more and maybe get a little more insight from actual people who are being persecuted. Amazing testimonies of how they want to keep on believing in the middle of the hardship, in the middle of the persecution, in the middle of the discomfort that they are experiencing. Truly amazing. Very inspiring. Have a blessed day, and don't forget to pray all day, because it is a day of prayer for those that are persecuted for our faith in Jesus.